can't figure it out. Voice. You have to go to voice. I don't know, it seems to be a different one than the other one. I went to voice, and it says record. Thursday night, Tanya Shia, Perek Tezvav. We're continuing exploring the Beinoni. And really, the next few prok, I'm going to be discussing different ways that you can be a successful Beinoni. Ubezeh Yuvan, with what he explained in Perek Yudalad, Mashakosov, the famous Pasuk, or it's famous, Veshavta Marisa Ben Sadik La Rosha, Ben Obed Elokim La Asher Lo Avado. So the Gemara itself wonders what's a Tzaddik and what's an Ovid Elokim. What? Yeah. The famous Pasuk. You know it. This is the guy, the Gemara says, Hainu Tzaddik, Hainu Ovid Elokim. Hainu Rosha, Hainu Ein Ovid Elokim. Ela Ein Adoyma, Shaina Pirko, Mea Pama, Mea Palach. That's this Pasuk. This is the Pasuk. V'shavtem u'reisem bein tzadik l'rosha bein oved elokim la'asher lo avado. That's the pasuk. And the Gemara asks, Hainu tzadik, hainu oved elokim, hainu rosha, hainu asher lo avado. The Gemara says, very cryptically, the difference is oved elokim and ain't oved elokim is if you chazer 100 times or 101 times. Now the Tanya in this perek is going to beautifully, beautifully explain this memory. The Tanya looks at the pasuk and sees a tzaddik and a rasha and two types of benonis. That's how he's looking at the pasuk. Peshavta Marisim, you'll see the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, and between the two types of benonis. One is Ovid Elokim, and one Gasher Lo Avado. First, he examines the difference between a tzaddik and an Ovid Elokim. Shehefresh bein Ovid Elokim letzaddik, who sheoved hu lashon hoveh, is in the present. The Beinoni is always struggling. The Beinoni is most people. The Beinoni is people who struggle with their taivus, with their ritzonos, and they are successful. If they wouldn't be successful, they would be called a rasha. They're successful that it never bursts forth into the levush of machshava dibur u'maisa. But all the urges are there. They don't have contempt and disgust at evil the way a tzaddik does. Oved Elokim is lashon hoveh, present. Shehubam tzavoda, he's always Oved Elokim. He can never rest on his laurels. He's always struggling. He's always fighting. That he shouldn't burst forth into the levushim of machshava dibur u'maisa. Ulagorsho meyoir katana, to chase him out. Shelo yislabesh beivorei aguf. That's called the levushim of the nefesh habahami, as we had. Shubemis Avodah V'Omel Godol Lilochim Bo Tomid, as we'll be learning in the Chovetz Halbavos Perakei of Shar Yichida Maisa, how difficult it is to struggle with the Yetzahara. V'Hainu HaBenoni, so he's Ovid Elokim because he's constantly Ovid Elokim, because he's always struggling, because he's always fighting his urges, his desires, his midos, his everything.
Why is a person called the Ir Katan?
I don't know. When we learn Kohelas, we'll see. That's a Kohelas. The phrase is taken from Kohelas. When the Kohelas says the marshal of the Melech and the Ir Katana and the enemy coming and this person in the city saved the city from the Melech, so the Gemara says this whole thing's a marshal. The attacking enemy is the Yetzirah. The Ir Katana is the person. The guy inside is the Yetzer Tov. The Gemara makes a whole playbill out of it. Who's who in the puzzle? Aval Atzadik Nikra Eved Hashem B'Shem HaTohar. He already is called Eved Hashem as a descriptive phrase. Not Oved, which means it's ongoing, but Eved Kamo Shem Chacham O Melech Shekvar Nase Chacham O Melech Kach Zeh Kvar Ovad the Gomar Lagamri Avodas HaMulchome Emara Ad Ki Vayegorsheu Vayelech Lo V'libo Chol Al Bekirbo. That's the Tzaddik. Now, the subtleties there also, because we learned about a Tzaddik Gomor and a Tzaddik Sheino Gomor. But for our purposes today, it's certainly enough just to mention, you know, briefly, that there's the Tzaddik, who's Libo Chol Al Bekirbo. He's already conquered all of his urges. He doesn't have those urges in him anymore.
Can a tzaddik ever go bad?
Yes. He can go bad. But he would be changing from the madrega that he reached. Now, ubebeinuni yesh gam ken shtei madregos. Obed Elokim v'asher lo avodo. Now remember, outwardly they're doing the same thing. Outwardly they're even the same as a tzaddik. They're doing nothing wrong. Everything's b'pnimius. Tafok b'keinenu rasha ki lo yover miyom of shum avera kalo v'gam kiyem kol ha-mitzvah she'ef shalo l'kaimon the Talmud Torah k'neged kulon v'lo posak pumei megirsa no bitl Torah. These are all things he expressed in the second and third parak. Not even Bittul Torah. Talking about what we would do, like, you know, an unbelievable person. Ella, its biggest flaw is, it's a Beinoni soul. It's not a Tzaddik soul, it's a Beinoni soul. She'enu also shumul chomo in my yetzer l'natzcho ad idei or Hashem. Hameir al nefesh v'aloikis shevamoach hashalat al haleid kaniskuliel in the previous parak neshen yitzro omed l'negdo klal levatlo mitoroso v'avodoso.
How can that be his flaw? I thought he said not everyone had that ability.
What?
It's saying that's his flaw? His flaw is that he doesn't conquer the Yitzhara?
A flaw, means that he's not a tzaddik. I meant flaw in the sense of why isn't he a tzaddik.
That's not up to him.
I'm not talking about a flaw like it. I'm talking about what's wrong. So the problem is he ain't also shumulchom ma yetzer, lenatzcho, to beat the yetzer, to squash it. Or Hashem Hameir al Nefesh al Lokish al Moyach, Ashalat al Halev, Kaniskaliel. But nay, wait. He's talking about the Asher Lo Avodo. He's Eina also Shumul Chama, my Yetzer. Why not? Because Yitzro Omeg L'Negdo Klal. The Beinoni, now he's two types of Beinoni. Now he's talking about a type of Beinoni whose Nefesh HaBahamis has, he doesn't have to struggle with. Let's say he's an intellectual nature. So he doesn't have to struggle with Bittul Torah. It's natural for him to sit and learn for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours. He's an intellectual. Other things, in other words, it's not in him to... So that's the Beinoni, that's Asher Lo Avodo. He might even be in the same place as a Beinoni. But the Beinoni reaches through struggle, through Yigiyah, and he has it. So the Asher Lo Avodo is the Beinoni that ain't Yitzro Omid Lenegdo Klal Levatlo Mitaroso Vavado, so Vain Sorach Lucho Mimo Klal, Kenshu Masmid Limudo Betivo. He told also, they Takburas Hamorish Chora, that's where they hold that the studiousness comes from. Chelo Melchama Betivos Noshim, Neshu Mitsunon Mitivo, he's cold, not hot blooded, hot headed. So he's not. No, that's what he's saying. Very important. You saw. He's saying when it comes mitzad, if it comes without avodas Hashem, Hashem wants you to go through the process of avoda. If it's just a manifestation, that's exactly the point. If it's just a manifestation of the Nefesh HaBahami even, because he's shy, he's not a mechutzav, he's intellectual, he's a nerd, he can sit for a whole day and learn, he doesn't have any interest in anything else. That's Asher Lo Avodo. The Pasuk's not condemning him, but that's called Asher Lo Avodo. That's what he's explaining the Pasuk.
And who's the Tzaddik? The Tzaddik is exactly the same person.
The Tzaddik struggled with everything and
now
squashed it down.
And now he's the exact same person.
No, he squashed it down.
He squashed it down, and who is he now?
It didn't.
He has no desire anymore. He has none of that.
He has no desire beside his Nefesh Eloki that he worked on to be Mizgaber. But if he would have made it part of his second nature, as part of his Nefesh HaBahami, then I would say Hitaka gets no Moschar. Now it's just Tivo.
I thought that's what the Tzaddik was. The Tzaddik is a person who is once a Beinui, he conquers the Yetzer until the Yetzer is gone, and now he has no more Yetzer anymore. He enjoys learning. That's where he gets his enjoyment from.
But the Nefesh Eloki it's coming from. So then,
it's
coming from the Nefesh Eloki. And therefore he gets the credit because he was the one that was Magbir, the Nefesh Eloki. So that credit is ongoing. But here he's talking about that the Nefesh HaBahami doesn't present a challenge.
I thought the Tzaddik conquers his...
I hear, okay, so I said already what I think. There it's coming from the Nefesh Eloki. So of course he always gets the credit for... If he did something once, and it's still the Nefesh Eloki, so that Tagboris of the Nefesh Eloki is always Kayim. Or... That's what it means. That's what he says here in Perek Tezov. This is not what Perek Tezov is about. He's giving you the answer. You know what to be mizbonin about. Avos Hashem believe the dafkabo b'kiyum hamitzvos of Talmud Torah connected kula. So he doesn't awaken within himself the ava eladailoi ba'ava mesuteres. Hashem believe klolos Yisrael shenikru ove shemo. Types of Benjamin. One is called Lo Avodo. One's called Avodo because he's always struggling to overcome his nature. Lo Avodo now is the person for whom it's the Tivo, he doesn't get Tzchar. Lachain, and Torah with bone and Kolkach, Bidulas Hashem, Laholid, Bibinoso, Ruach Daz, the Yurus Hashem, Bimoko, Bishomer, Shloy Labra, Mitzvah Hashem. I'm reading it fast, but every phrase is amazing. Labra Hashem, believe it, Doko, Bobaki, Mitzvah, Doko, and Kulot, and Ladai Loy Baba, Musteres, Hashem, believe, Kolos, Kol Yisrael, Nigra Ove Shmecha. And the Nigra Ove Klau, the Pasuk that he starts off quoting, Yabazua Musteres, and the Pulos of the Dosa Klau, and the Hebrew shall say to me, Yabazain of the Klau Yisrael. So he doesn't have to work for it, Kivayacha.
He got a gift.
What?
He got a gift. He got a gift.
Yeah.
It's not a gift. It's not a gift.
It's in the genes.
It's in the genes, but we're saying he's considered low over.
What?
But he doesn't get tzchach for it.
Right.
So it's not a gift. Is that a gift?
Yeah, because he's starting from a higher place, and everybody has to raise themselves. So Mitzvah Hashem will end up in a higher place.